you're gonna play.
But if you wanna stay in shape,
well, you better hit
the gym with Gym Wits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Gym Wits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Gym Wits. So what are we talking about today? Because you won't tell me. I have no idea.
All right. Well, it's a fairly controversial topic.
Okay.
And it's going to be a two-part series.
All right.
This one's going to be more of our opinions and preferences. The next one, we're going to hit you with some research.
Okay.
And it's the very controversial topic of whether or not you should listen to music while you work out.
Are you being facetious right now?
A little bit.
Because that's not controversial at all.
I guess not. But we're probably going to argue a few points.
I think we've had this discussion before.
Sure, we must have at some point.
Yeah, but yeah, that's not really a controversy. Like,
All right. Fine. It's not that controversial. But
okay.
You probably know some of my preferences.
Yeah, well, why
some
don't
of
you
my
go
views
through
on
it? So you have some.
Okay, so personally, I don't listen to music when I work out. Now, some of you might think it's a little odd because I am a musician. I'm a professional musician. First off, it's my break from music.
Well, it's kind of, I used to work at a gym. Well, I still work at a gym. But I guess I don't have that anymore. But there was one time where I was at a gym. It was, you know, I was at one place. That was my one job. Like right now, I work at a million different places. So I'm never in one place too long. But it was at one place and I was there all day long. And I couldn't work out there. So I had to get a gym membership somewhere else just so I could work out because I just didn't want to be in that space. So I guess
so
kind of similar.
You understand that concept. If you've cooked all day, the last thing you want to do when you get home is cook more. So that's one reason why I don't listen to music. It's actually a break. And sometimes I'll be working on music if I'm recording something or working out a song. I actually use the gym to help me formulate some ideas. So it helps sometimes with that. Secondly, I find that I focus better, that I zero in on it. Music for me can be a distraction, especially the way that I listen to it. I analyze it so deeply that if I'm listening to it, I might start focusing on that when I really want to be focusing on my exercise. So that's one. Another thing. Sort of annoys me a little bit when I'm doing cardio, whether I'm running. Now I know a lot of people will say, "Oh, I can't. I just cannot run, or I can't bike if I'm not listening to music." It's just never been my preference with that. And lastly, when I'm at the gym, I like to be social. I like to have people be able to approach me. I like to be able to hear things. I love funny situations, so I like to overhear other people's conversations. I like to be aware, and I don't like to be I'm in my zone, but I still like to be aware of what's going on. I have a feeling Ryan is almost the exact opposite.
Yeah, I'm definitely the exact opposite. I guess I'm like, should I go through my own thing, which is more common probably? But first, like, none of that's controversial. Like, that's just preference.
Okay, yes, it's preference.
Okay.
So we'll get to the controversy later.
Okay, well,
all right, so
I would say, well, actually, no, I'm going to count on one of your points.
Controversial or not, it is controversial.
No. Okay, well, first, you kind of contradict yourself. So,
all right.
You mentioned two things. I'll buy the, you know, it's your job and you don't want to listen to music. I can understand that. As I mentioned, like, sometimes if you're doing something all day long, last thing you want to do is do some more of it. Although if you're with fitness, it's kind of like, that's actually why I think I started, like, you know, it's interesting now that I think about it. I'm like going on my own little tangent. Sorry. But when I started Muay Thai and boxing, I drifted towards only doing that, where even in the last 8 years, I don't really lift weights. You know, I do one day or 2 days where I do conditioning work, but I don't lift weights. I think because most of my training sessions involve weights and getting, you know, conditioning training.
Sense.
So I kind of like just drifted away from that completely. Anyway, to get back on topic. Yes, you contradicted yourself. So you mentioned one.
I know, with the focus and then the being aware with the surroundings. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, kind of like your music is distracting, right? So if your music is distracting, you want to be focused on your workout. But then you also mentioned, but you want to socialize, which is distracting from your workout.
Yes, but not when I'm doing this. When I'm doing my particular exercise, I'm completely zoned in. I'm more referring to in between sets.
Yeah, but even in between sets,
your
rest is kind of important. Like if you spending 30 seconds resting versus spending 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Yeah, but remember, you have to realize that the gym is an oasis for me. For you, you're there all week. For me, I enjoy being there. So part of socializing with some other people and just enjoying the atmosphere enhances my experience.
All right, that's so fine, I guess. Well, I think I'm more...
I could totally understand why you, though, would not be into that. Why you would be like, all right, I'm at the gym. You know, I'm just going to put my headphones on,
yeah,
listen to music, do my workout, and go.
Yeah, that's...
And not want
to... I mean, part of it is also if I
gallivant
work...
Gallivant around.
And now, like, where everywhere I work out right now is are places I work. So whether it's at the, you know, Muay Thai gym or is that at the regular gym that I work at, the problem for me is A, obviously people know that I work there. So I have the answers, whether or not I do in their mind,
and
I do.
Having the headphones is a big way to say, don't bother me.
If I look approachable, I'm going to get approached and it's distracting and I'm very polite and I've tried to answer any question that someone has, but I really don't want the distraction. So part of it is if you have music on and you're not looking at anyone and you look a little bit standoffish, it stops people from approaching.
Sure.
So I think that's part of it. But even beyond that, I need music. Like there have been times where I forgot my headphones or my battery's dying and I just won't work out.
Yeah.
Like I won't work out without music.
Fair enough.
A little bit different if it's like a class.
Sure.
But most classes... we'll have music, but I can't do my own workout without music. It's really weird.
Well,
I guess
you got used to it.
Yeah. So I need it. It motivates me. Something about it motivates me. And even like it doesn't have to be, because there's certain studies, I know we're not going to talk much about research, but certain studies that discuss the like beats per minute and music needs to be, and for me, it's not even that. I just need music. I need, and it'll be something I'm interested in. And I guess, I don't know if it's like the endorphins, or not endorphins, but the
chemical
serotonin. Yeah, serotonin. You know, I don't know if that's like, you know, making me feel good and helping me with the workout or not, but I need music to be motivated. And I need music that I like.
Okay. What about during cardio stuff?
Oh, that's even worse. Okay. Here's my thing. Cardio. It's even worse for cardio. So like I don't particularly like cardio. But I mean, I shouldn't say I don't like cardio, because most of what I do is cardio based, but I don't like long running. Don't like it. And the only time I ever enjoyed it was when I lived near Central Park, and Central Park's just beautiful. Yeah. So I enjoyed running Central Park. But other than that, I hate running. But when I run, and especially like, I don't run much, but if I have a fight coming up or if I'm like, I gotta get in shape for something, I'll run. And for me running, I can only listen to one album. If I listen to anything else, I just can't do it. Like mentally, I get bored. I get tired quickly. My body starts itching. Like I just start running.
So
it's like my brain is playing these tricks on me to stop me from running. But there's one album that will let me run through it. Now you probably know. What album do you think it is that I can, the only thing I can run to? And if I have that on, I can run for an hour, but I can't run to anything else.
Lateralis?
Yes. That's a good call. I can't, nothing else. I can't do, can't be like, it's, I don't know if it's, I know the album so well that it's like the pacing of it. Like I know where I am in my run. Like when certain songs are on, I know what point in the run I'm at.
It's interesting.
The album in itself, I think we both agree it's one of the greatest albums ever. And it builds in a certain way that it helps me with my runs. Like I'm able to run really well and really strong only listening to that. And if I listen to anything else during the run, I can't do it.
We're referring to Lateralis by Tool.
Yes.
It was one of the great sort of hard rock progressive bands ever, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And so it's just interesting sort of how different people will approach it differently and how people have different needs. Here is a concern for me, which once again will affect different people differently. I need my ears. My ears are my livelihood. I have to listen very carefully to everything. When I'm listening to a recording, I have to be aware of everything, so I have to hear everything very crystal clear. Earbuds, and I know this goes starting to get into the sort of research side of things, earbuds are not good for your hearing. There's no debate about this, right?
You finish your thing.
So I think that the bigger headphones are a little better for you. Those can still be damaging. What? Think about it. It's like you're inserting loud noise right into your ear, and it's especially if you listen really loud, which there's a good chance at the gym you will, because the gym is loud. There's clanking. The gym often has its own music. You know, you're doing your stuff, so you want to hear the music, so you're going to push it loud, and could certainly potentially damage your hearing, and it's just something, and it's one of the reasons why I rarely, I never use earbuds for anything. The only time I use headphones is right now, or whether I'm listening to music in headphones during a recording. Otherwise, I'm almost always trying to listen in speakers because it's much better for your ears. Now, with Ryan, you don't want to lose hearing, mm-hmm. but the level of hearing that you might lose from listening to earbuds over your lifetime will be nominal to you. You'll never notice it in terms of real life application. Yeah. Have you noticed any hearing loss?
No, I haven't.
No, nothing in a real life application. Yeah. But when you have to really use your ears to zero in, now I've already experienced a little bit of hearing loss. I've gone to live concerts and stuff like that, right, played, and I didn't always protect my ears using earplugs and stuff like that. Now I always do. So I've definitely already lost a little bit, so I have to really be careful. But that's just, once again, that's a very personal thing. I don't want to risk my ear health, my audio health.
So I think, I don't know the science behind this, so I don't know how well or bad it works. So I actually have a very expensive pair of headphones, the Shure.
Are they earbuds
They're in-ear. Okay. But here's part of the benefit. I guess this would count for any kind of noise-reducing headphones. So basically, I have the Shure, I don't know what it is. They're a lot of money, but the quality is second to none. I mean, they're incredible quality. But also, the other important thing is by blocking
loud
out...
having to...
Not listening... Well, by blocking out the outside noise, you can listen at lower volume.
So that might be an option. I
don't know. Maybe in-ear headphones, even at low volume, damages the ear.
Less volume is always better.
Completely take my word for it. But versus a regular, if you go buy a cheap pair of earbuds and you stick them in your ears, you still have the outside noise going on. So you have to then increase the volume
by making it
so
louder.
That's the nice thing about the Shures is that you put them low volume and you still hear everything and it's pretty crisp and crystal clear. Now, my issue is that when I work out, the harder you're working, sometimes the louder you need it, the louder you have the music, the more... So sometimes I'll even have it blasting, which probably can't be that good if it's the only thing you're hearing blasting.
Yeah, but once again, you could go through life with a little bit of hearing loss as long as it doesn't affect your overall quality of life. You're never going to notice it.
Okay.
So...
All right, so far your controversial topic is just very subjective.
It is, but clearly this is a very subjective topic. Now, until we bring in the research of whether or not we find that it is distracting, and I'm sure we're going to find that going to differ from person to person.
There's a lot to talk about music, I think, as far as what speed works, what loud, what decibel level is ideal, if there's a specific type of music that works better than other types of music. There's lots to talk about. I just noticed kind of anecdotally from teaching classes what type of music is the most effective as far as getting people going. Well,
generally, you want something over a certain BPM.
I think that's what I've read. I've found more than the BPM sometimes is rhythm. Actually, something that has a really good rhythm or that's catchy, people tend to get more engaged in the music and they sometimes forget. It's challenging because if it's a movement that's fairly easy and you kind of find yourself engrossed in the music, sometimes that'll allow you to work harder because you're not thinking as much about the work that you're doing. You're kind of, the music is taken over. Sure. But if it's a very fine technical movement and you're focusing too much on the song, then that might be a problem. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you from what I've seen, but I'm sure there's a lot we can research. I think the one thing that you touched on that might be negative is maybe being mindful of what you're doing. That if you're if you're distracted by the song or just distracted to any extent, you're not as focused on how you're doing the work. And I remember actually my very first certification, we had a seminar for 2 days that before we took the test, and the guy that taught, he had a couple guys that were kind of with him helping out, and one of the guys, they were sitting down during our lunch break and I was overhearing them talking, and one guy was like, I never listen to music when I work out, it distracts the mind body connection. And I guess maybe there's part of mindfulness that you want to be aware of what you're doing and feel everything that's going on. It probably, I guess, helps with the proprioception, which is your body's awareness of itself in space. So I can see some benefits, but then the instructor countered that he had trained an Olympic athlete, and he was saying that this athlete that he had training was a swimmer, and that there was a certain song she had to listen to before she competed, and that was what got her going. And and so his counter was like, well, maybe you want that mind-body connection, but here was an elite athlete and she needed that song, and I'm sure many other people have that type of an experience. So
and we know that it's probably, that's what it's going to come down to.
Subjective.
It's just going to differ from person to person, And, you know, we're always going to find that it's a whatever works best. Yeah. If something motivates you and it helps you concentrate more on your... maybe listening to music helps you concentrate more on your workout.
Yeah.
Right? It's possible, right? Who knows what type of music you listen to. It can help concentration. So maybe it doesn't distract at all. Maybe when you're listening to music, you sort of go about your workout in a very... focused manner.
Yeah, I mean, I find it always shifts to the background. Like, I'm not hyper aware. I'm not thinking about the lyrics, or it's just, it's there in the background and it will help motivate a little bit, but it's not, it shouldn't be in the foreground. It shouldn't be like the primary thing when you're working
out. And see, that's going to be my issue because of the way that I've been trained to listen to it. When it's very hard for me to turn off my producer ears.
Yeah.
Like when I listen to something, I'm always listening. Okay. What is this level?
Yeah.
What is going? It's like I'm listening to it sort of on a professional level. So it's very hard for me to turn that off. It's also not come in handy for many other situations where music might typically be on, where I might start focusing in on that.
Yeah.
Instead of other activities that I should be doing. I've definitely noticed that. So
you might have some problems then.
Well, that's just sort of a pitfall of working in music professionally, is that you think of things on that level, and it's hard to just enjoy it.
So you can't just shut it off.
It's hard, and especially if the music isn't good, it'll start annoying me and stuff like that. So it's sort of like a curse. It's very, very odd, and most people will never understand what I'm saying. But think about for anyone who works in an industry that other people might take for granted, or something that other people might enjoy. Now, I know a lot of people work regular jobs, but let's say you are a...
that's dismissive. That's dismissive of everybody. It's like, you might work a regular job.
I'm talking more statistically. Like, a lot of people work in work in the financial sector.
Yeah.
And that's not normal, because there's within that, it could be crazy. And absolutely...
Well, I think anybody has... anyone has experience of their job.
Normal
people.
Isn't the right way. Normal doesn't mean anything.
I think no matter what your job, I think everybody has. Well, I think two things. One is, any job has people take for granted. If you're not in it, you don't realize what goes into it.
Sure.
Whether it's fitness or anything, fast food,
I was referring more to a job
something that's a specialization.
If you have
a very specialized job that requires, in your case, a very fine tuned ear.
Yeah,
that other people maybe like a low barrier for entry, but high level of expertise, maybe something like that, where you can, an expert is a very high level, but anyone can go, especially nowadays, anyone can put a song on YouTube or put a song on Spotify or whatever. So anyone can produce a song.
Sure.
But not anybody can produce one at a high level or quality.
I always make the analogy to food and cooking, right? Because that's something that everyone does. Everyone eats, right? And almost everyone cooks, but only a few people. There's a lot of people that work in the food industry, but only in statistically, not as many people are professional chefs or cooks for a living. So it's very similar to that. Yes, of course, chefs enjoy cooking for their friends, same way I'll enjoy playing for my friends. But I always make that analogy. If you're in the kitchen all day, if you're cooking, sort of the last thing you want to do when you get home is have to turn on the oven and cook and prep food and stuff like that. So that's always the analogy that I've made, and I think that people are able to understand that one a lot easier, because food is so universal and just everyone has to.
And by extension, anything that you eat, you're going to just naturally judge, kind of like anything that you hear, you're going to naturally start judging.
Yeah, and in a way, I do really envy people that work in a bank or other financial job or something else.
I envy their income.
Certainly,
envy
their bank account. I envy the fact that they can just listen to music and enjoy it without having to work. Or it's the same thing for someone who works in movies. And I've heard this, that it's much harder for them to just sit back and enjoy a movie the way I can sit back and just watch a movie and say, I just enjoyed it.
Yeah, I have a friend who he didn't ruin Star Wars for me. I really enjoyed the movie, but he told me something that now I can't get, now that it's come out on DVD or Blu-ray, I can't, he messed it up. So basically, I have a friend, he's in production, and he's very, so he's very hyper-aware. So whenever we talk about a movie, if there's some flaw, he'll bring it up, I can't get around it. So he was telling me that, the way you could tell if something's filmed on a soundstage, because he's always saying, he'll say, it was filled on a sound stage, and it was so obvious. I'm like, well, I didn't notice. Who cares? And then he's like, well, okay, the way you tell it is if it's at night outdoors and you don't see stars, it's a sound stage. So he was like, just watch the first scene in Star Wars, which I loved. I loved the very first scene in the movie, in the recent one, The Force Awakens. And then he told me, so now every time I watch it, which I've watched it a couple of times. Got it on Blu-ray. It's like, I kind of see it. But it doesn't take me too much out of it because I'm not that hyper aware of it.
Sure.
But it's the same thing. It's like if you're in, there was another example of something on a show. I forget what. I'm not going to go crazy, like try to think about it now. But anybody, if you're in a field where you have inside knowledge, then obviously things are going to bother you that don't bother other people. And it is kind of like a curse.
Yeah, it's a bit of a curse. So we'll come back with some actual research, not just our opinions on whether or not it is more efficient or not to listen to music while you work out. We'll hit you with that at some point in the near future. So what do you guys think? I'm sure that probably the majority of you listen to music while you work out. It just seems to be what most I found. That most people do. When I look at the gym, I find more people have headphones and they seem to be listening to music than other people. So that I'm just going to base that off of what I've seen. I could be wrong, but that's just what I've noticed. So what do you guys think? Do you need your music to work out? Can you, if you don't have it, will you just skip a workout? Or is it that important? Or is it something
what kind of song? Like, does it matter the artist or the song?
Does it matter what you listen to?
Do you just play whatever? Because, again, I know people who it's like, some people like clients, if we have a room where we can actually put music on, someone's like, we'll put whatever, I don't care. And then others, like, very specific, like, you have to put this song or, this album, and they get very specific about what they want to listen to, which I am, too. Like, if there's something to listen to at that time, if I'm not running, I have to listen to that. Like recently, it's kind of funny, not funny, but so I saw Hamilton, which is amazing, and the music is awesome. So it's like for the first time in my life, song. Like I have like a Broadway album
Broadway score,
on my so I just I'm listening. I mean, they're like funny. I maybe pick like 10 songs, no, like 8 songs off of that album that I really like, and so I just had that on a loop. And so since I saw it, I saw it in February, and I just listened to Hamilton. I've been doing hard sprints, like I do. I hate running distance, but I do really tough sprints, and I'll do it like interval, like kind of Tabata type protocol.
That's funny.
And I'm like listening
hard
to show tunes,
to
basically.
Show tunes.
So I would quite call it show tunes. It's pretty, but it's an, if you haven't heard it, it's an awesome, awesome album. And I have Spotify, and it's on Spotify. So it's funny, for the last couple months, all I've been listening to is Hamilton.
Now, what you guys really should be listening to during your workouts is the Jim Witts podcasts.
No, I don't really. I know someone who told me he does do that. I don't recommend it, but
listen to it before your workouts.
So I love I listen to a million podcasts. So
you're recommending that people don't listen to our podcast while they work out.
If you
that's
don't,
interesting.
I guess it's a preference thing. It's subjective. Like I can't
you
listen.
Should always be listening to the.
I listen
podcast.
To a bunch of podcasts, and I cannot listen to a podcast while I'm working out. I just need the music. So maybe you like our theme and you can listen to our theme over and over.
I think that might drive someone crazy.
Actually, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Apparently, it is driving some people crazy.
I'm sure it is. So, but that's a good thing.
Yeah. So, if you like listening to podcasts, then listen to us while you're working out. But otherwise, I don't blame you. Just listen to us on your way to the gym or on your way from the
gym.
Or anytime.
All right. So you know where to reach us.
Yep.
We're all over.
TheJimWitts.com. All of our stuff is there. All of our social media stuff. So follow us. Leave us a review on iTunes. If you haven't done that yet, please subscribe and review. It does help
us
a lot.
We appreciate it.
Their whole algorithm for ranking podcasts is based on reviews and subscriptions. So the more we get, the higher we rank, the more listeners, the more content we can put out. We have a lot of cool stuff that we are trying to get together.
As always, send in your comments. Send in your questions. We always we'll answer your questions. We love that stuff, and we love communicating with you guys. So any input or anything you want to send us, even if it's a critique, if you like, or maybe a suggestion for an episode, anything, we really appreciate it. We take your input to heart, and that's what we want. We're here for you guys.
All right, that's it. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, aka Chef Sonic,
and we are the Jim Witts.